Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Now listen, you want to help the show, head up to the website, okay? You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, there's a donation button there. If you buy from MyPillow.com, we get a few rubles for that as well. And again, it's MyPillow.com, whatever you order. Your promo code on the way out the door is Joe. It's really simple. Easy to spell. Three letters, though. Not J-O, but J-O-E. Okay? Really simple. Anyhow, you know, and it's a good product. And he stands behind the product. This is the stuff I don't understand. You conservatives, made in America. Okay? You've got a guy, made in America. You got a guy out there that's pounding pavement, whether you agree with him or not. He's got conservative values. He's pushing the conservative message, the conservative mantra. Get behind him. Help him out. He has funded so many movies and projects and things for the conservative movement. There's no reason why we shouldn't help him out. Get behind him. Stand up for him as well. If you want to get, if you want a text alert as opposed to an email, because I hate emails too, just text TRS. To 77-222, TRS to 77-222. All right. A lot of stories I want to try to get through. And we're going to be a little, going to be a tad harsh. All right? I mean, seriously. I'm tired about hearing, you know, some of my liberal friends will say, you know, I heard your show, and you make it sound like we don't love America, but we do love America, and we do love this, and we do. No, actually don't. See, it's like what Dr. B has agreed. I was just talking to her during the break. I said, I want you to do a show on parenting. Real parenting. Okay? I don't want you to tell somebody that basically the, you know, what they're doing is wrong because, no, I want you to lay it out. Because we have now parenting to be a friend. That's what we have with most of you, not most, a good many of you Christian parents especially. Your kids don't need another friend. They got plenty. Matter of fact, it's kind of sad that a 40-year-old woman wants to be the best friend, you know, of a 12-year-old kid or a 9-year-old kid or what have you. No. It's not what you're supposed to be. You're the authority figure. You're the one that when no is no, it's no. Really that simple. Whether you like it or not, that's the role you took. Kids didn't ask for you. You had them. And when you had them and you decided to keep them, and not give them up for adoption. Notice I didn't say abortion. And not give them up for adoption. You agreed to take care of them. To raise them properly. Not to raise little monsters. As we see in Seattle. Portland. Chicago. And other places. Those are people with a total lack of respect for authority. And themselves. When you got a little... I mean, give me a break. You got a little white girl. Little... obviously a very spoiled white girl, yelling in the face of a black cop, calling him a racist, telling him he's what the problem is, because he's on the police department. He needs to quit now. Who is she? Some 16 or 17 or 18-year-old girl, or boy, I don't know if she was identifying, I don't know, whatever, who hasn't had any real-life experiences to speak of, real to them. Oh my God, Facebook was down for an hour. It is over. Time to, you know, end it all. No, no. Don't laugh. It's true. It's what they do. It's what happens. Their lives are so fragile. They're built on such a fragile foundation that the slightest thing will just set them off. They're done. It's over. That didn't just happen. That's not in their DNA. You did that as a parent. You taught them how to be a weenie and not strong in situations. I've seen parents at the park and other places when my kids were small. Parents telling their kids, we don't want them to feel bad, so don't do this and don't do that and don't say it that. Stop it. Not everybody believes like you. You know, not everybody has had the privilege like you've had. Whatever that means. You know, I've been told I had privilege because I was white, and it didn't matter what happened to me in my early days. Well, if that's the case for the blacks, Hispanics, and whatever, it doesn't matter what happened in the old days. For a country that's so racist, you still have a large entry of people that are Hispanic and black and true Africans. You know, we're so ignorant. And it's almost a sin to the point of saying, please don't tell anybody you're from America. But when you have white folks in England, right, maybe vacationing there, they're Americans, I watch the interviews. And they talk about the African Americans in the UK. Why does it the reporter just look and go, I'm sorry, you must be a product of American education. You cannot be an African American. If you went from Africa to the UK, you are not an African American. Not every black person is from Africa, number one. Number two is, you're not, put it together. Use your context clues, as they say in elementary school. All right, I mean, these are the people that are telling us what they want, what we should be doing. Let that sink in. They think they're smarter than us. They're telling us what we should be doing. That's a problem. And, you know, Prince Harry. I mean, what a piece of work. I mean, totally. God. He needed to be disowned from that royal family a long time ago. Right? You heard what he said. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That's right. The Duke called the First Amendment bunkers. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in a new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com. Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
It is the same old song and dance. We use computers now instead of tablets. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, lots going on up there. And listen, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Maybe we can tee them off enough to get them to tune in. What do you think? Well, look, this is how unaware, as Dr. B puts it, you know, how self-unaware these people are. And you look at these guys like Prince Harry. Right? You think he ever had a problem with his internet going out because mom and dad couldn't pay for it? Really, seriously. Problem getting a car? Gas for a car? What do you think? You really think his iPhone was ever taken away from him? I mean, look at how much he's turned against his own family because of some pretty half-wit. Yeah, you heard me. Sorry. Deal with it. Duke of Sussex, though, calling the First Amendment bonkers. Well, his country doesn't have a First Amendment. Right? I mean, technically, they're still a monarchy. Excuse me. Monarchy. That's what he said during an interview. That he thought the First Amendment was, you know, just not needed, out of control. You know, when you're the prince, that's an easy one. Who's going to stop you from saying what you want to say? Remember, we whooped your butt on July 4th. So, not on July 4th, but we whooped your butt. Just bear that in mind every time you want to say something about us and how bad we are. I don't know what to start sort of going down the First Amendment route, because that's a huge subject, the one in which I don't really understand, because I've only been here a short period of time. That's according to Mr. Meghan Markle. But you know, you can find a loophole in anything, and you can capitalize or exploit what's not said rather than uphold what is said. You see, he doesn't get that First Amendment. Well, neither do the lefties. They don't get it either. He said, I got so much I want to say about the First Amendment as I sort of understand it, but you don't. You can't. You didn't grow up with it. Right? I mean, seriously, think about it. You didn't grow up with it. The Queen and or certain others could easily squelch the press. Here he accused Americans of exploiting and capitalizing on the right to free speech. This is the guy who sat down for a tell-all story with Oprah, whose wife took his ability for free speech away. Maybe that's why he's okay with it, right? Free speech is good. I mean, it's not good because my wife told me it wasn't. No offense to the British, he said, but that we really need to beef up security at our borders. Former Brexit leader Nigel Farage, when he saw and heard that, he tweeted, for Prince Harry to condemn the USA's First Amendment shows he has lost the plot. Soon he'll not be wanted on either side of the pond. The good news is that Prince Harry's allowed to choose or to criticize the First Amendment without any fear. Yeah, I mean, think about how ironic this is. The amendment that he's criticizing is exactly the same one that gives him the right to say what he's saying without being thrown in jail. But they're so dull. They don't get it. They don't see it. If the prince gets triggered by the Bill of Rights, he might feel more comfortable back home. You know, the group that fought us to keep us from having those rights. The one that we ran away from because they wouldn't give us those rights. Tom Stark says, we have a saying back in Tennessee, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Right? Yeah, is mine, because that's what they would say where I come from. But really, it's great when you think about where he comes from, what his wife, I mean, she has neutered him for all intents and purposes. When they're at events, when they're in interviews. No, come on. Can we stop playing around and be honest about it? New York City Pride Parade. They have decided to ban police from their event. Now, here's the thing. I love this. You can't have a parade, a get-together, a gathering. Right? I'm just saying. You can't have any of this unless you hire the police, have a permit, or security, or whatever. Right? The police will give you a certain amount of protection, and yet, the color that won't be seen among the sea of colorful flags in New York is blue. Now, that's really funny, because the police have marched with these people in the past. People in the police department, gay, lesbian, transgender, have actually marched to that parade. And they shouldn't. Not this time. They shouldn't pay a fee to have their float or their marching. They shouldn't do anything. All police, including groups representing LGBTQ officers, will be banned from the event until 2025 to create safer space for the LGBTQIA+ and BIPOC communities. Don't. The sense of safety that law enforcement is meant to provide can instead be threatening at times and dangerous. There's those in our community who are most often targeted with excessive force and without reason. This is all a line of malarkey. You know, back in the 60s, maybe even the 70s, coming into the 80s, cops may not have been, and not all. We have to stop doing the broad brush thing. But like every other group, there are people in that group that are bad. New York City Pride is unwilling to contribute in any way to creating an atmosphere of fear or harm. Right. So when something goes sideways, I would suggest the police department doesn't respond. Because we don't want them to be afraid when you show up. I mean, they've already got something going on that's unnerving. Why in God's creation would we make it so that when you show up, they're really afraid? That's just adding fuel on the fire, right? These people are whacked. They're very sick. Instead, organizers will relocate law enforcement services to be trained private service community leaders. It's not a workout, kid. They want trained community leaders and volunteers. I'll volunteer. No? Okay. They'll only use New York City, New York Police Department's first responders and security. And only when absolutely necessary. So once it gets out of hand, they'll call for help. I say no. I'm one of those cold people. You know when they have those things in hurricanes or whatever? And you're told to get out, now I'm going to stay. Told to get out, now I'm going to stay. And then you're begging for help when the water's at the top of the roof. Don't go. Why should five people? Yeah. Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side. I'll be back in a minute.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Target and CVS are the latest retailers to drop mask requirements at their locations for fully vaccinated individuals unless required by local mandates. They join Walmart, Starbucks, Trader Joe's, and others who have adjusted their policies after the CDC announced its new guidelines for indoor mask wearing. Target added that fully vaccinated employees will also be able to work without masks, although CVS says it still will require its associates to mask up. Both retailers say they will continue to ask those who are unvaccinated to wear face coverings in their stores. And police in California have made an arrest surrounding the wildfire burning through the Santa Monica Mountains. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti announced Monday that one person had been arrested, accused of purposefully starting the blaze. More than 500 firefighters are currently battling the fire that has so far scorched more than 1,300 acres and forced more than 1,000 residents to evacuate. Steep terrain and dry vegetation have made controlling the fire difficult. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Feel the rhythm now. We should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. We should be singing together, you and me. Come on, baby.
We are back. We should be singing together, you and me. All night. Now listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Sound like Lawrence Welk there, didn't I? 55563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly, be a part of the conversation. Actually, be a part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to. Being part of the conversation is simple. Being part of the solution is a whole new animal. We're talking about our boys and girls, women. Isn't that terrible? I mean, among men, when you walk into, you know, a situation with a bunch of men in the room, you say, hello, boys, they don't get insulted. It's a manly thing or whatever, male to male. And if there's one person in the room who gets insulted, too bad, deal with it. My job isn't to make everybody in the room feel good. And I'm sure most women, same thing there. They probably don't, you know, hello ladies when I walk into a room. That's a sign of respect. It's not a sign of me being just downgrading these people. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. New York City Pride Parade will not include police officers, even gay, lesbian, and transgender ones. See, they used to have a whole outfit that would march to the parade, you know, New York City police, who were gay, lesbian, and transgender, and so on. Right? I mean, it's a support, whatever. And now they don't want them anywhere around the parade. They're going to put them in strategic locations. They're going to decide at what point that they jump in. They're going to use community leaders and volunteers to run it all, the policing portion, safety portion of it. And then they're going to wait for the building to be on fire, you know, until it becomes a 7-alarm blaze before they call for help. That's exactly what's going to happen. And you know it. There's always been an aggressive by law enforcement, and it's been an issue in the community for years. That was according to CNN. And we know they uphold the truth. Events of last year with the protest over George Floyd, there's been a lot of run-ins with NYPD, so we began to think long and hard about this decision. Yeah. Millions and millions of people in the city. You have a couple of these encounters every year. That makes every cop bad. How do you think the teachers would feel if we did that to them? I think we ought to. Let these unions start to feel the heat in the opposite direction. You get a bad teacher that beats a kid, or a teacher that will paint them all as being bad. What do you think? Think we ought to do that? I mean, I love most teachers. I mean, most of them that I know are in it. They want these kids educated. They want them doing the right thing. They want them to be good citizens. But what if I painted those two? Because that's what you do with these police officers. You're not looking at numbers. You're not looking at percentages. You're not being real about it. New York City's Pride decision to exclude members of the NYPD from Pride events. It's hurtful, disappointing. This is according to the Deputy Commissioner of the New York City Police Department. See, really, inclusion and dialogue are the oxygen of reform. And they're right. If you don't let them in, if you don't talk to them about it, if you don't tell them what the expectation is, how do you expect anything to change? The Gay Officers Action League, which represents the LGBTQ officers, are just mortified. They call the move shameful. It's demoralizing because of everything. See, they don't want to, these young people don't want, first of all, they don't want to fight for anything. Really, I mean, their idea of fighting is setting it ablaze. That's not fighting. It's just being a thug. Right? And some of these police officers, black and Hispanic, female, they had to fight to get the rights. They had to fight to turn things around. They really had to give up something to make it happen. Got to give them a lot of credit. But you guys don't. Why? Because they didn't achieve it in 24 hours. So therefore, they're doing something wrong. You were the McDonald's generation. You think it's a drive-through scenario. We just fix it with a snap of a fingers. It's wrong. You're wrong. How many of you have had, you young little peoples, how many of you had people at the police department? How many of you had to watch them come home, agonizing over something that happened that day? And when they leave the house, truly have the feeling knowing that they may not come back because they're protecting some bonehead like you because you started a fight or a fire or something else. And you were doing something illegal. They've got to protect your butt. Now, you don't think of that. Why? Because most of you truly are spoiled little brats who have been handed everything throughout your whole life. You're truly the privileged ones. New York City Mayor de Blasio called it a mistake. Whoa. That's interesting. He said, look, I fully appreciate the extraordinary history of pride in this city. I honor what the pride has achieved over the years, but I think the decision is a mistake. You know, it's not inclusive of LGBTQ officers, and that's wrong. And he's right. Isn't this, like, inclusive no matter what? Isn't that what they're all screaming? Inclusivity at any cost? Well, not any cost. It really is my ball, my bat. We're going to do it my way. It's truly what these people are about. You know it. Oh, here's my favorite one for tonight. We're not done yet, but this is my favorite. A Jesus statue was toppled. American flag was burned right in front of a New York City church. That's the tolerant. That's the inclusive group. But communities at a rescue, the way it should be. New York City's Catholic Church received so much support from the community this weekend after someone smashed a Jesus statue, burned the American flag. An unknown person broke the crucifixion, burned the flag Thursday night at a church in Brooklyn. Now, the NYPD is investigating it as a hate crime, as well they should. We deeply said, you know what's really funny about all this, right, is that the LGBTQ community, you say anything wrong about it, you burn one of their, if you do anything like that, they'll bring you up on hate crime charges. Why doesn't it work that way with, for the most part, with churches and synagogues? Do they put the same amount of effort into it? Person broke the crucifixion, by the way, for some of you who are unaware, crucifixion is the big statue usually which Christ is on the cross. They burned a flag Thursday. We're deeply saddened to inform you that the cross on our church property was vandalized last night, the church wrote on its Facebook page. The exhibition of violence and religious hatred is very disturbing. It is. See, nobody can live and let live anymore. And the only way it's allowed, the only way, is if it's exactly in line with what they think. Just amazing. Church has actually even got an 8-foot fence around it, which is sad that they had to do that to begin with. Why? On such short notice, we all came together to show how strong our faith is. What an amazing crowd. We're all one community, one family. We love each other. They had a huge thank you to the NYPD, especially the 62nd Precinct, for coming tonight to the vigil to be there to pray and be with them. Pretty big gathering. Kind of tells me they didn't want the statue thrown down. Now really, think about it. What does this prove? What does the vandalism of this stuff prove? Are you so possessed that you have to destroy a statue of Jesus? I got to ask, I mean, what causes a statue and what he stands for? If anything, you inclusive people should embrace Christ with no problem whatsoever. He died for all lives, not white lives. He died for all men, for all of mankind, and get over it. Yeah, mankind. Male and female. I mean, we go through the whole list of what Jesus was all about. And those of you that were, you know, that find him to be loving, soft, and sweet, you really need to read the Bible. He was a loving guy, no question about it, but he wasn't tolerating any garbage. The pastor went on to say, the cross fell, but as we believe, if we unite in our sorrow, we will only rise stronger through Christ. The fundraising organizer were looking for $5,000 to replace the statue. They're already up to $3,800. I mean, seriously. I think you find out who did this, you start selling off their stuff until you get to $5,000. Come on. There's no reason not to. Not at this point, anyway. We come back, we'll talk about Bayern's latest insult to the boys in blue. Pretty disgusting. Pretty stupid. He's just not the brightest bulb in the bunch. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word MONEY to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week.
I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You tiny-brained wafers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. I'm going to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and just in the chat room. Right? Because I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to do the right thing. And the way you do that, again, you get informed, get your information together, and then charge ahead. How's that? You know, some of you, if you get my, pick up my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, the only one I wrote, I may write a sequel to it one of these days, but, and man, it fits right in now. I wrote at the end of Obama's reign of terror, and everything I said there is coming back to life. So, Biden doesn't see any real value. I mean, look, I don't know why people are surprised by this. The man wrote a day of prayer proclamation without mentioning the Almighty one time. Not once. The Almighty social justice warriors, the Almighty Black Lives Matter warriors, but to the Almighty, the creator of this universe, nothing. Not a word. They despise cops with a vengeance. They don't seem to mind the homicides. They're on the rise all across the country. Why is that? Why are they on the rise and it's Trump's fault? They were stagnant under Trump. The economy was rising. Unemployment is rising, especially in the black community. Right? These people don't have jobs. They don't have money. They're out stealing. I'm not saying it's right, but it is what they're doing. They don't have to do it they wouldn't even give it a thought if they were making money. After receiving protests from radical anti-cop Democrats, Biden reversed the decision and declared that flags would be flown at half-mast instead. Oh boy, gee, thanks. They were going to stop that. It was always a tradition to fly the flags at half-staff for those people who've given up their lives, policemen, to save your sorry behind. Right? They had to appease. Peace who? Why? Don't do it. It's stupid. And it doesn't help. They're not gonna support you next time around anyhow. Anyway, they had to appease their supporters, apparently, or so they thought. Sununu said in a statement late Friday that the reverse was shocking and disrespectful to law enforcement and their families. New Hampshire will continue to honor the men and women who have died or been injured in the line of duty, flying the flags at half-staff. States should do it alone. Just let the states do it. The heck with them. Let Joey B. look like the fool he is, and those people supporting him just as bad. Anti-American. I'm so tired of hearing how the police came about to be one thing. To go grab runaway slaves. That was not true. It wasn't true then. It's not true now. However, yes, there was a few in the South. Gee, there's a shock. Run by Democrats in the South. There's a shock. Come on, think about it. The fact remains that it was so disrespectful that the president had to act. Right, in nixing at first the lowering of the flags. No explanation. They're drunk with power. That's really what it boils down to. They're drunk with power. They got all this power. They know it. You're not going to stop them. They're going to do what they want to do. No questions about it. He released an updated memo earlier in the day. The proclamation for Peace Officers Memorial Day and Police Week. He said the flags will remain at half-staff on May 15th. Ooh, how nice of you. In the proclamation, the president stated, "Now, therefore, as Joseph R. Biden, Jr., President of the United States of America, I hereby proclaim May 15, 2021, as Peace Officers Memorial Day, and May 9 through May 15th as Police Week. All Americans should observe these events with the appropriate ceremonies and activities." Oh, you know that means the BLM, right? They'd be burning flags and thin blue flags and ripping down statues of police officers. He said, "I further encourage all Americans to display the flag from their homes and businesses on that day." Now, that's where Sununu jumps in and says, "Late tonight, Joe Biden quietly tried to reverse his Peace Officer Memorial Day proclamation, hoping no one would notice. They are no longer calling for flags to be in half-mast across the USA, honoring our men and women in blue." It's outrageous. Because every one of you, who do you call when something goes sideways? Now, you say you won't, but you do anyway. Who do you call when everything goes sideways? Right? You call the police. Who do you call? You drug pusher? Right? You got to call the local mental health experts, hoping you talk the guy or whoever out of hurting you? No, it's great. It's wonderful. This just never stops. But we've allowed this to happen. Come on, give us some real thought. We've allowed this to happen. As Christians, as conservatives, as Republicans, what have we done to stop it? Let that sink in for a second. What have you heard? What have you seen done to stop this? You know, I was thinking today when I was hearing about Trump supporting Elise Stefanik. And Elise Stefanik is a lefty. She's a left-wing Republican. There's been plenty of things that she hasn't spoke up when it comes to Republican principles, conservative principles. Now, Mo Brooks had a lot to say about her. He says he knows her pretty well. He thinks she's a very nice lady. But she doesn't hold the majority of the party's viewpoint on what they should stand for. Her voting record isn't that solid. Somebody actually needs to look into it, see what she did and did not vote for. Now, you're going to laugh at me, but I had that list, and now I can't find it anywhere. But she has not been on the same page as us when it comes to protecting constitutional, you know, the amendments, protecting Americans against it or with it. But see, Trump endorsed her, so everybody's all excited. Right? And I think it's hilarious because, you know, guys, Trump is not God. He doesn't sit at the left hand while Jesus is at the right hand. He has made some mistakes. He has chosen some of the wrong people. Overall, did he do a great job? Of course he did. I'm not going to fight that. I believe that. He did a great job. I don't know how he treated people. And the reason I say that, it's not like the old days. We kind of had a clue, but now everybody's so offended so easily. I think a lot of people try to go to work for Trump, or did go to work for Trump, because they knew the lay of the land. He trusted them. He trusted their loyalty. He should have known better. Really, I mean, sincerely, just because they're... What did Jesus say? That everybody calls his name knows him. He's going to tell him the end days, get away from me. I don't know who you are. Well, basically, it's the same thing with Trump. You got people running around saying how much they care about him and like him and, you know, love what he did, want him back. But they don't. They're just saying that. They didn't do any real work. You know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, just being part of the conversation. Okay, the minute and a half or so I have left, I have a couple of questions for you guys on what you think about till tomorrow. Can we avoid socialism? Are we going to be able to stay away from it based on what's going on in this country today with the noisemakers? All right? And are you up for the fight? Look, I know some of you get nuts with me when I say this. Some of you have helped me out. I appreciate it so much. But are you up for the fight? The fight's going to be financial or physical from a standpoint you're going to have to walk precincts. Right? You're going to have to get out there, and you're going to have to make sure the message gets out there, whatever the message is. You can't just sit by and say, well, I prayed. I sent an email to my 10 friends. Now, you have to do everything you have to. For my Christian friends, the Bible says you're supposed to do everything you can do and then stand. You do everything you know how to do. You do everything that God tells you to do, and then you wait for him to act. Right? I mean, it's not a matter of you doing it. He'll move the mountain. Right? With the authority of Jesus, you'll get it done. And if you don't believe in any of this God stuff, then but you believe in the principles. You fight for that. You fight for those principles. You don't keep down. You don't care what people think. Joe Messina, your host. God bless, guys. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for putting up with my rants. Appreciate you so much. Appreciate your time with me so much. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. You've been listening to The Real Side.